Welcome to SAP Insights Matter, where we have experts to help you scale and grow your business. My name is Ramon Ray. So 2018 is coming, or maybe when you're watching this, 2018 is already here. We want to talk today about what are some of the drivers, the value drivers that you can find in 2018 for your business. So we're here with Seth Lippincott, as we said, Seth Lippincott, who's a researcher with Nucleus Research. Seth, thanks for being with us today.
Happy to be here.
So tell us a little bit about Nucleus Research. What do we need to know and why is it so important?
Sure. So Nucleus is based out of Boston.
Okay.
We focus on all types of business technology that you'd see in any enterprise or small and medium-sized business. Our difference is that we focus on end customer value. So if you're delivering a feature function that isn't being used by anybody, isn't delivering value, we don't really care about it. It's all about return on investment, payback period, average annual net benefit.
And are you finding, Seth, I'm curious to dive into that a little bit more, that some companies, are they using technology, are they buying technology and not wanting to get a return or just, you know, getting it for the sake of it? Is that kind of what you guys are trying to shine the light on?
When you're trying to prioritize how you invest your money, right? Any business has a limited stack of money. They have to figure out how they're going to invest that and what's really going to return the most from that investment. So what we try to do is help businesses understand what types of technology will really return the best for them and what types of transformations that'll have for their business, whether it'll be improving their productivity, reducing their inventory, improving their auditing process, you name it, depends on the type of technology.
Yeah, so I think there's this constant battle between point solutions or best of breed solutions and not. First, help us define that. What are these two solutions, this battle that's happening? Why is the battle? And help us define what do you think is best for companies that are trying to grow, especially mid-market companies. So let's define point solutions or best of, point solution, best of breed versus what else is out there.
Sure, so for best of breed solutions, they're really focused on a narrow slice of the overall capabilities that a business might have need for.
Such as,
if you're, say, a supply chain, you're in supply chain, you could have a point solution for replenishment, you could have a point solution for planning, you could have a point solution for fulfillment. With customer relationship management, you could have a point solution just for your digital outreach. You could have a point solution just for your marketing folks. You could have a point solution just for the management of your customer contact.
Which sounds to me like a growing skeleton of a lot of different solutions.
Absolutely.
Over the few years of a company's history.
As you acquire new business technologies or needs for those capabilities, then it's really important to be able to answer that. So for a lot of organizations, they're thinking about, okay, how am I going to invest in a platform today or a suite of solutions, and what's going to be the best for my business moving forward? So when they're thinking about, do I buy a host of best-of-breed solutions, or do I buy a platform that has all of those either available through its ecosystem or available wholesale, then it really becomes a question of what's going to be there 10 years from now, what's really going to be answering my business needs 10 years from now. If I have the depreciation schedule planned for that next 5 or 10 years. So what we're seeing is the trend being that a lot of organizations are opting for a platform play rather than point solutions for all of their needs, because they know that the level of investment that an organization is going to be making or a vendor is going to be making in that platform is going to service their needs for the next 10 years.
And the key word there is platform. I like how
Absolutely.
you said, I mean, it's platform instead of just for this need. How does this relate to SAP in any particular way? Or are they
so
platform?
SAP is an aggregator of point solution or best of breed solutions. You look at Concur, you look at Ariba, you look at SuccessFactors. These were all best of breed point solutions before they were purchased by SAP. And SAP has brought them together on its platform. And so if an organization is buying an SAP product, they know that it's the platform that they're buying into is delivering the best of breed solutions that they need. And then maybe additional parts of their business technology they don't need today, but they will need in the future with their with the growth plans that they have. So for an organization that's looking to answer the host of business problems that they might have, a platform play like SAP will be able to service pretty much all of those needs.
Is there any particular need that you would say, well, for this scenario or this company, maybe they should have a point solution of best of breed, or would you say that pretty much start with the platform first and then build up on it? How would you advise a company that's maybe struggling with this or fighting against it? How do they?
Yeah, it depends on where their pain point is.
Okay.
If they're experiencing a very acute pain in their business processes, or they need something that's just very narrow, then sure, best of breed is going to answer
right.
that, and they're going to get a great return on the investment for that. If they have some sort of view to the future or large mm-hmm. aspirations in terms of where they're going to grow, if they're going to go international, mm-hmm. if they're going to scale up
right.
or acquire new companies, then maybe a platform is a place for them to go.
Seems like they should really go there.
it depends on their business problem,
okay.
really. But in terms of the long-term play, what we see is organizations tending in that direction mm-hmm. to select the platform rather than the best of breed, knowing that the capabilities are going to be there when they need them, and that the investment that the vendor is making, like SAP, mm-hmm. in future technologies that they don't have any need for now, like Internet of Things,
right.
machine learning, artificial intelligence, they might not need that today,
right.
but they might have aspirations of needing it or knowing that they're going to need it to stay competitive at some point.
So it takes that executive team, I guess, that management, it could start lower as well, but the management team to consider, do we want to be a company that's future-based, that's growing, or a company that's kind of staying still in time? If that, my words, not yours, but.
Yeah, I mean, it really depends on the business problem that they're looking to solve. The other piece to that would be thinking about sort of what infrastructure is underpinning
mm-hmm.
it. So with a lot of organizations that have that view to the future of maybe I want to use Internet of Things
right.
deployment in the future, not today, but in the future,
mm-hmm.
They're buying more and more into cloud
yeah.
as their central infrastructure, so that if they want to add machine learning, if they want to add big data, if they want to add IoT, they have that compute power, they have that scalability
right.
that comes with cloud, and it's just easier for them to basically turn on those functions.
Which is the second value driver, this aspect of cloud. What are you telling companies, Seth, who are saying, you know what, we want on-premises? And is that still the case? Are you finding companies? So I can see why your head nod.
Some of them.
That some companies are still resistant. Some companies are still saying, we want to be on-prem. Why are they still resistant to being in the cloud?
Well, so there's a lot of fear, uncertainty, and doubt around any new technology.
But it's not new anymore, is it? I mean, it's like 5,000 years old, give or take.
for some organizations, it's still very new.
Okay.
If they've been doing the same thing
That's
for the
true.
Last 40 years, and their processes are very much the same as they've been mm-hmm. for the last 40 years, and they haven't had any need to change,
right.
they haven't felt any pressure points in terms of profitability or margin, then they might be able to stick with what they've known and not feel the need to change. But for a lot of organizations, especially small and medium enterprises mm-hmm. that know that they have to stay innovative in order to be competitive
right.
and to stay ahead of the curve, they know that they have to deploy a technology that won't be static. And so cloud is what they're opting for. And they're getting good return mm-hmm. on their investment. Our research shows that the cloud returns 2.4 times
wow.
the return on investment relative to on-prem systems. And that's looking at case studies across all types of business technology. So it's really black and white for
mm-hmm.
us. For a lot of organizations who either aren't feeling the pain point or don't necessarily have that sort of look into the
right.
future
well, like
for their
we said,
business.
How much value do you want?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Then you know, maybe on-prem is the solution for them for now. It's for a lot of organizations, it's also a question of when, not
yeah.
if.
Yeah.
So they know that at some point they're going to be there, but they're just not quite ready there yet. And what's incumbent for vendors is to service those needs.
Yeah.
So to allow them to put pieces of the business technology in the cloud that they want
right.
to.
Which SAP, I believe, can do. They have
Absolutely.
A whole, you can have a whole variety
Absolutely.
Of options.
You might call that hybrid.
Mm-hmm.
You might call it a hybrid architecture. You know, you call it what you will. It basically means that you can run your business processes in the infrastructure environment that you
right.
want to.
Okay.
And customers are getting a lot of value from that flexibility
right.
that a platform can deliver in terms of allowing them to run some business processes in a cloud architecture,
mm-hmm.
some on-prem.
Got it. And one other thing I want to underline, you talked about IoT, machine learning, and other things, which are benefits of the cloud. Let's just go over that one more time. I mean, I think to those who are still on-premises, whatever need they have,
mm-hmm.
is that something they might be missing out of or they can't at least adopt easily if they're not in the cloud? Is that a fair?
It's something that they could adopt, but cloud makes it easier. Mm-hmm. The scalability, the compute power that you can access with cloud versus on-prem, the data housing that you have available to you if you're cloud versus on-prem, you don't have to go through a technology refresh in order to unlock some of those capabilities. Mm-hmm. So if you're in a cloud deployment and you have a whole bunch of instrumentation that's bringing you a whole bunch of signals from your manufacturing, mm-hmm. Then you're able to store that in a cloud infrastructure and run analytics on it if you want to try to gain some insights on it. That would be much more difficult and cumbersome mm-hmm. if you didn't have a cloud system. It's possible on-prem, right. But from a return on investment standpoint, I wouldn't recommend it. Yeah.
This has been a great conversation so far. We're talking about drivers of value in 2018. Again, those who are watching this might be watching it as we're getting into 2018. It could be 2018 already. Anything I didn't ask or anything you wanted else to touch on that, you know, hey, Ramon, here's how to get the most ROI out of your business, out of technology, anything else you want to add on that?
Well, for small and medium-sized enterprises, it's really about how much flexibility they're getting from mm-hmm. their solutions. They don't necessarily have the IT budget. They don't necessarily have the IT personnel
right.
to manage the infrastructure that would come from an on-premise system. So we're seeing a lot of them moving to cloud. It makes sense for them both from a logistical standpoint, but certainly from a financial standpoint. The other thing for small and medium-sized enterprises is that if they have those aspirations for growth, they really need to think about what their long-term strategy is. You know, are they looking for something that's going to be servicing their needs mm-hmm. 5 or 10 years from now? And still getting a positive return on investment, still getting the latest and greatest capabilities from their vendor. So from where they're sitting, it makes a lot of sense right. to move to both a cloud infrastructure and to a platform that they know is going to be able to service their needs well into the future. Those are trends that we're seeing with the customers that right. we're engaging with. You know, the data points suggest that it's very much tending towards cloud.
Absolutely.
It's a little bit slower than somebody in my position might be expecting.
Well,
you're a
hard charging guy.
If the return on investment is
right.
there,
that's it.
It's kind of no-brainer.
Yeah, I agree.
But you know, not everybody is purely concerned yeah. with return on investment. And
not
value.
Everybody is Seth and Ramon. I mean, so, you know, hey, you know what is
it's
it?
True.
Seth, this has been a great discussion. I think we've talked about a lot about getting more value in 2018 and beyond. And again, Seth Lippincott with Nucleus Research. Thanks for joining us at SAP Insights Matter.
To watch more of these shows, go to growthmattersnetwork.com.